there. I'm Dr. Deborah Scamba, founder of Heart to Heart Ministry and Coaching, a seasoned expert in Christ-centered healthy marriages, dedicated to guiding couples towards thriving relationships. Are you searching for some heartfelt, meaningful conversations, perhaps some pillow talk? Are you searching for intimacy beyond the physical? Well, we're going to have some real talk about the essence of intimacy in marriage and how to establish it that transcends the physical by setting healthy boundaries, encouraging deeper emotional, spiritual, and genuine connection with your spouse. Love one another deeply from the heart. 1 Peter 1:22. Our scripture emphasizes the importance of genuine, heartfelt love in relationships, especially within marriage. It encourages us to love others with sincerity, compassion, and authenticity, and connecting with those deeper relationship where that transcends surface level interactions, going from friends to being one in the spirit, being unified. This is the bow that ties this package together, is healthy boundaries. Healthy boundaries, that's where it's at. If you want to go beyond the physical, but you got to know what your boundaries are, what are healthy. But before we start talking about that, I just want to share with you, we still do Creating a Marriage Manifesto. This is a self-paced couples workshop where couples like you can discover how to rejuvenate your marriage by creating a vision that reflects your shared dreams, values, and commitments. It shows you how to communicate these things in a healthy way. If you find yourself yearning for a fresh start, but you don't want to walk out on your marriage, it's time to dig deeper. Why do you feel so disconnected from your spouse? Why do you feel undervalued and overlooked? Why does it seem like your conversations revolve solely around busyness? Why? You've put yourself on the back burner. You've put your marriage on the back burner. You've put your husband on the back burner. You put your spouse on, your wife on the back burner. This is where the workshop comes in. I once found myself juggling numerous responsibilities without asking for help, serving my husband, family, church, school functions, and friends tirelessly. However, I eventually realized that among the busyness, I had lost touch with my heart. It was then that I paused, reflected, and then prayed to God for guidance. And through this self-paced workshop, you'll embark on a journey of self-discovery, who you are in Christ, rekindling the spark in your marriage, reclaiming the essence of what truly matters in your relationship, while creating a written manifesto, a written vision that you will hold in your hand, and you will have it with you as you walk through whatever is before you. What gets written down gets done. The link will be listed below, along with how to keep in touch with me. So, why establish healthy boundaries when it comes to establishing intimacy beyond the physical? Creating a safe place to be authentic and vulnerable for several reasons. Emotional well-being. Healthy boundaries can protect your emotional well-being by ensuring that intimacy is based on mutual respect, trust, and emotional connection rather than solely on physical interactions. Establishing healthy boundaries allows you to communicate your personal limits and preferences regarding intimacy, ensuring that your needs and comfort levels are respected and honored by your partner, by your spouse. By clearly defining boundaries around intimacy, you can build trust with your spouse, knowing that your relationship will be based on an open communication and understanding and mutual consent. Healthy boundaries can deepen emotional intimacy by encouraging open and honest communication, vulnerability, and sharing, emotional sharing, leading to a deeper and more meaningful connection with your spouse. Boundaries serve as safeguards against potential harm or exploitation in intimate relationships, so allowing you to maintain a sense of safety and autonomy in your interactions with your spouse. You are still two whole people that come together as one. You're not half and half. You both need to be whole, healed, and happy to have a marriage that you've always dreamed of having. Marriage takes work. So establishing healthy boundaries when it comes to intimacy beyond the physical can promote emotional well-being, enhance trust and connection, and protect against potential harm, ultimately contributing to a healthier and more fulfilling relationship. But now you have to establish those healthy boundaries. What does it look like that prioritizes your well-being and promotes peace in your family, your marriage? So you can follow these steps that will help you get to the other side, living for a healthy marriage into being in a healthy marriage. Take time to reflect on your personal values, needs, and priorities. This is what the self-paced workshop is all about. We still do. What aspects of your life are most important to you, and what boundaries will support your living in alignment with these values? See, this is not doing anything against somebody. This is finding yourself, refining or redefining yourself, or just seeing that, pulling out that part of you that's been hidden behind all the busyness. Determine boundaries that prioritize your self-care and emotional well-being. And this may include setting limits on how much time and energy you devote to caregiving roles, prioritizing time for relaxation and hobbies, and establishing boundaries around personal space and privacy. So that's especially true when you have children, right? Establishing boundaries around personal space and privacy. Communicate your boundaries to your husband, to your wife, to your spouse, and children in a clear, respectful, and assertive manner by using I statements. These will express your needs, your preferences, without blaming or criticizing others. This is not about that. This is about you. Consistently enforce your boundaries by following through with consequences when they are violated. And this may involve calmly and firmly reiterating your boundaries, removing yourself from situations where boundaries are not respected, or seeking support from a therapist or a mediator if necessary. Involve your spouse and children in the process of setting healthy boundaries by discussing their needs and preferences as a family. Encourage open communication and collaborate to ensure that everyone's needs are taken into account. Be kind and compassionate towards yourself as you navigate the process of setting and enforcing boundaries. Be as nice to yourself as you are to others. It's normal to experience resistance or even guilt when establishing healthy boundaries, but remind yourself that prioritizing your well-being is essential for creating a healthy and peaceful family dynamic. And the last one is regularly visit your boundaries to ensure that they continually meet your needs and align with your values. And these are all things that we do inside of the We Still Do workshop. And your family dynamic evolves. Be open to adjusting boundaries as needed to maintain peace and balance in your life. So by following these steps, you can establish healthy boundaries that prioritize your well-being and promote peace within your marriage and family, allowing you to move forward with confidence and clarity. This is the part where you get your I do and I don'ts. Your I do and I don't. So do prioritize quality time together without distractions. Set aside dedicated moments to connect emotionally, journaling, spiritually, your Bible, intellectually, with your partner, with your spouse. And this could involve having meaningful conversations. How about doing hobbies together or simply enjoying each other's presence without the interference of technology or other distractions? Listen, we just got to put the phone down. I don't. Don't neglect the emotional and spiritual aspects of your relationship. While physical intimacy is important, it's equally essential to nurture emotional connection and spiritual closeness with your spouse. Avoid prioritizing physical intimacy at the expense of neglecting these other dimensions of intimacy, as they are integral to fostering a truly deep and fulfilling connection in your marriage. So before I go, I'd like to pray a blessing over you, a blessing prayer. And so before I go, would you mind following, liking, leaving a review? That would just bless my heart, and it will help others find us. And the Marriage Manifesto, you can connect with me in the link below in the box. I would look forward to hearing from you, seeing you on my calendar. And any comments that you have about this, I would love to hear it. Share with me. And I would be blessed. Okay, so here we go. I want you to hear this with your heart. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of marriage and the opportunity to grow in intimacy with our spouses. Bless our relationships with love, understanding, and compassion, following us to forge intimacy that transcends the physical. And may our hearts be open, our minds be clear, and our spirits be receptive to the guidance of your Holy Spirit. Help us to navigate the challenges and differences in our relationship with grace and humility, always seeking to understand more than be understood and support each other. And grant us the strength to cultivate a deep and meaningful connection with our spouses rooted in love, rooted and grounded in love, trust, and mutual respect. And may each and every marriage represented here reflect your unconditional love and grace, shining brightly as a beacon of hope and inspiration to others. In your name, I pray. So, keep building your better marriage today and every day. And may God bless you. Thank you for listening. If you were blessed by what you heard, please like and subscribe, and even leave a review. In the meantime, I look forward to seeing you at my home, which is your home, at h2hcoaching.com. That's h2hcoaching.com. Until next time, keep building your better marriage rooted in faith and anchored in love.